The report is based on FBI statistics that show 1.2 million guns worth $500 million were stolen from individuals nationwide during the same years. Author Chelsea Parsons says the theft is more common in the South because gun ownership is more common there and gun laws are more lax. Parsons calls the figures alarming.
It really does threaten public safety to have this level of firearms being stolen, particularly in a state like Florida, which does have such incredibly high numbers of guns that are stolen.
Unlike nine other states in the District of Columbia, Florida doesn't force owners to report lost or stolen guns, Parsons says. Patty Brigham, co-chair of the Florida Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, sees the report as just one more reason to continue her uphill battle for stricter gun laws.
Human lives are at stake, and oftentimes when guns are stolen, they fall into criminal hands. So people that are stealing these weapons are usually up to no good.
But Parsons says gun theft is such a big threat to public safety, even the most liberal and conservative lawmakers should be able to find common ground. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.